107.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just happening this hour, a federal judge in New York sentenced former Congressman George Santos to 87 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release. He pleaded guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos cried and said he regrets defrauding voters. A judge has been arrested in a Milwaukee courthouse by immigration police. County Judge Hannah Dugan accused of interfering with the arrest of an undocumented immigrant. So said FBI Director Kash Patel in a post on X, which has since been deleted. ABC News has learned that former New Mexico judge Joel Cano and his wife are also to be arrested. KOA-TV reported the former judge responds to allegations of harboring Venezuelan gang members, calling it sensationalism. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, a survey from the University of Michigan. Senior Russian military officer has been killed by a car bomb. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A group of Wisconsin lawmakers are calling for the Trump administration to allow more access to federal data. The letter was signed by 12 Republicans and one Democratic state lawmaker, claiming a dispute between the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Veterans Affairs is preventing them from using a federal data-sharing tool. The lawmakers say they want to use the tool to identify Wisconsin veterans enrolled in the state Medicaid program who may also be eligible for Department of Veterans Affairs benefits. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he and state Republicans are making progress on potential tax cuts in the upcoming biennial budget discussions. Governor Evers has repeatedly told Republican lawmakers that he would not support passing a tax bill separately from the state budget, and Republicans say they're willing to consider including changes to the tax code in those budget discussions. At a Tuesday event, Governor Evers said he and Republican leadership have had good meetings on the cuts as they look to find some common ground. A Hayward man facing drug charges in Barron County Circuit Court has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 39-year-old Joseph St. Germain entered a guilty plea to possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and operating with a restricted controlled substance in March. Other charges were read in but dismissed as part of a plea deal. St. Germain was sentenced to 1.5 years in prison and 3.5 years of extended supervision, but could serve a 12-year sentence if he violates the conditions of his probation. Wisconsin Credit Union will provide Northwest Wisconsin residents with free shredding services next week with tax season in the rearview mirror. The organization's Barron office will be open to community members on Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Residents who visit the office will be able to shred 1 cubic foot's worth of documents for free in an effort to help them protect their sensitive and identifying information. The shredding services are available to both Wisconsin Credit Union members and the public and will be performed by ShredAway. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Clouds are clearing, but with breezy winds out of the north, it keeps our high temperatures stuck to the mid-50s. But you can't stop the sunshine tomorrow. It'll be bright with high temperatures warmer, making it to the mid-60s. Then we've got showers and thunderstorms Sunday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. So, this is incredible. Donald Trump, this is what despots do, right? This is what dictators do. This is the sort of thing you would expect out of, you know, Erdogan in Turkey or Sisi in Egypt or Bolsonaro back when he was running Brazil or Duterte in the Philippines, or Putin in Russia, or Viktor Orban in Hungary. Donald Trump is going after ActBlue. ActBlue is the company. It's a for-profit company. I'm pretty sure. Maybe it's a nonprofit. I'm not sure, but it's separate from the Democratic Party or anything else. But all the Democrats use it because they have a very transparent system. Highly ethical, very clean, unlike WinRed, by the way, which is the Republican version of ActBlue. WinRed, you know, back in 2020 was automatically signing people up for recurring payments, even though they weren't asking for it. The box was pre-clicked. There were like lawsuits and huge hassles around that. ActBlue has never had that kind of ethical question raised, shall we say. But Trump, who he himself has been charged with, been the subject of allegations of receiving Russian bribes. Trump and, in fact, a political consultant who worked for the Great America PAC, which was, you know, helping Trump's 2016 campaign, was sentenced to 18 months in prison in 2023 for illegally taking Russian bribes or contributions. And on top of that, Trump is currently taking in millions of dollars just in the last couple of days, probably hundreds of millions of dollars from people thinking that they're buying coins when, in fact, they're buying his picture with a serial number on it, which is a pretty blatant pay-to-play effort. But anyhow, they're going to go after ActBlue. ActBlue raised nearly $500 million last year, so far this year, 2025, and this is amazing. Elizabeth Warren and Jake Auchincloss, she's a senator, he's a congressman, joined together to demand an investigation into Trump's meme coin. They said anyone, including the leaders of hostile nations, can covertly buy these coins, raising the specter of uninhibited and untraceable foreign influence over the president of the United States, all while President Trump's supporters are left to shoulder the risk of investing in Dollar Trump and Dollar Melania. Yeah. But yeah, let's take down ActBlue. Let's kill off all those small contributions going to Democrats. As I said, this is what you expect of dictators. And I saw on CNN this morning, a reporter had said to Trump, you know, President John Adams, our second president, said, that he hoped that America would always be a nation of laws, not of men, a government of laws, not of men. Famous saying from John Adams. And so they said to Trump, you know, what do you think of that? And Trump said, well, you know, you've got laws, but you've got to have men to enforce the laws. And hopefully they will always have good men like me to do so.
Oh, God, please.
Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy the other day made a speech in which he basically trash talked autistic people. Now, I don't know if I'm on the autistic spectrum. I've always suspected I might be in some small way. You know, obviously there's some people who, you know, Albert Einstein was clearly on the spectrum. Elon Musk claims he's on the spectrum. There's some very smart people, you know, on that spectrum, as well as some people who are just severely disabled. And obviously Bob Kennedy was talking about the severely disabled people, but he failed to make that distinction. And on top of that, he is now putting together a registry of autistic children, which is freaking out the parents of autistic children and autistic adults who are, you know, high functioning enough to, you know what's going on. And like I said, I mean, you know, the Albert Einsteins among us, right? The CEO of the Autism Society of America said autistic individuals and their families are being are left feeling dehumanized, devalued, and blamed. Because Bob Kennedy described autistic people as people who can, you know, they'll never hold a job, they'll never pay taxes, they'll never be able to date somebody. And no. I mean, yes, there are some people who are so severely autistic that that's probably true. And, you know, it would be a good idea to figure out exactly why that's happening. It appears that a lot of autism seems to be tied into assaults on the fetus in the first trimester. You know, we know now that, for example, schizophrenia, which seems to come on in the late teenage years, seems to be tied to mom having the flu in the first trimester, for example. Another reason to get a flu shot if you're female and fertile. But although that is not 100% certain, but there seems to be a correlation there. And then there was a study published last week about high-functioning autistic people actually gaining function, getting better, as it were, when they had gut fecal transplants. So there may, you know, there may be a gut-brain connection here. That's a big area of inquiry too. But you know, Kennedy's not talking about this kind of stuff. He's saying, you know, we're gonna build this registry. And this is, like I said, it's got people freaked out. An autism researcher told Rolling Stone magazine, he asked to not have his name used. He said, Tuesday we had parents calling our center in a panic, asking if they could get their children's medical records erased. We've had several people who've been waiting many months to get a diagnostic evaluation call to cancel because they're afraid that their children will be unsafe if they are on the autism registry. And she added, parents skipping these evaluations mean their children could miss vital support and accommodations in school if they are, in fact, autistic. This is just, you know, this is what happens when you have medical policy for a nation, which has always been guided by physicians or people who respect physicians. I mean, if you look at HHS secretaries and the people in charge of the CDC and the people in charge of the FDA and all these agencies, typically they have either been physicians or people have high respect for physicians. But now you've got Bob Kennedy, who's not a doctor. He has no medical background whatsoever. He's a lawyer. It's just not a healthy thing for America. His whole pitch is make America healthy again. And yeah, Get the artificial food dyes out. Sure, I'll salute that. You know, I'd love to see him get the glyphosate, the Roundup, out of our food supply. You know, there's some pretty good evidence that that might be what's causing so much of a wheat, you know, allergy, as it were, response to people, and then it's screwing up people's gut flora because Roundup is also an antibiotic. It kills the bacteria in your gut. You know, I'm all in favor of some thinking out of the box here, but this is really pushing it. I mean, this is damaging stuff, I think, in many ways. Meanwhile, over in Fox News, interestingly, their senior business correspondent, the Fox Business News senior correspondent Charles Gasparino, reported yesterday that Trump or people in the Trump administration are giving insider trading tips, apparently, or at least inside information on tariff deals to Wall Street executives. And I'm looking at this going, isn't that what Martha Stewart went to prison for? And of course, the answer, I believe, is yes. She spent six months in a Connecticut prison, you know, low security, but a prison nonetheless, because she gave a, you know, she heard from her doctor who was involved in, if I'm remembering this correctly, her doctor was involved in a clinical trial of a drug and that the drug was going to go public, you know, that it was going to be approved as a result of this clinical trial. He told her, and she told her broker, and her broker bought a bunch of that stock for her, and she made a bunch of money on it, and she went to prison for that. There are laws against this. Scott Bessent's press secretary, press team, was asked about this, and while they blithered a fair amount, they refused to deny it. Really? We've got the White House engaging in insider trading? I mean, I've been saying since the day Trump came into office, look out, he's going to do pump and dump schemes. I mean, just like back, you know, in his last term during the pandemic, he was giving PPP, hundreds of millions, billions of PPP dollars to friends of Trump and friends of Jared. And, it's just the corruption that always accompanies the Trump family is absolutely breathtaking. And it doesn't appear to be getting any better. So now we're looking at the possibility of insider trading. Who are these Wall Street executives? Exactly what information did they get? This is the kind of stuff the Department of Justice and the United States House of Representatives and Senate should be investigating right now. But they won't be because they are being run by castrated Republicans. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Weekend right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Maybe castrated is the wrong word, a little sexist there. Terrified? Complicit? Vichy?
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Amery Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amery Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amery's south side, Amery Chevrolet is here when you need them.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, huh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one little bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom and save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Louise loves this stuff, by the way. It really works. And it works fast. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Erasing rights, dictating human dreams. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors. A kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor. They sell us chains and silver.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Anything goes weekend. John in L.A. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wonder, have co-president Elon Musk's dodgy forces taken over the United States Census Bureau, asking personal financial questions 5 years before the next census? And where do they ask these questions?
Did you get one of those too, John? I had a caller yesterday who got a census form. Did you get one also?
No, I'm calling in regard to that caller.
Yeah. I'm still wondering if it was a scam, although my understanding is that throughout the year, just as a normal thing, between the 10-year mandated national censuses, you have the Census Bureau sending out to a small percentage of Americans to kind of get a sense of trends and things like that. That's a fairly normal thing. So I just hope that person who called really and truly did double check, because if you just call the number on the form, you're going to get somebody who says, oh, yes, we're the Census Bureau, when in fact they're a scammer. But if they ask you for any information like your Social Security number or your bank account or,
Something really important, Tom. He said that the caller said that we were from Arcadia, Wisconsin. Well, I checked in Wikipedia. Arcadia, Wisconsin is a, quote, Latin majority city in the rural Wisconsin. Now, you're from Michigan. Mm. How many Latin majority cities can you name in Michigan? Not very many, I don't think. So Is this a question of intimidation? Or are they working for ICE to go, they're fishing for people to make their deportation quotas so they can get the number of people on the planes to El Salvador for this month? What is going on?
Yeah. I am not by temperament paranoid, John. I'm skeptical that this was a scam. I'm inclined to believe that it was just one of those random and routine questions, you know, questionnaires that the Census Bureau does send out all the time. They just send out a much smaller number of them than they do in the years that end with zero. But, again, I would caution everybody, you know, when you get any kind of correspondence from the federal government or from any agency that wants you to respond, you know, your bank or whatever it may be, double check and make sure that it's real, because there are a lot of scammers out there and they are very sophisticated, and it is not that difficult to make something look like a government document or a website look like a government website, et cetera. Thanks for the call. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to move the topics from the present day despair to a little hopeful thinking exercise for our future.
Okay.
So assuming that the Democrats can take Congress and the White House in the next election, can you think of any legislation, either short term or long term, that could be written within constitutional boundaries to prevent another Trump?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I've been yelling about this for 20 some odd years, is to reverse the Supreme Court's Buckley-Bilotti and Citizens United decisions, to say that money is not free speech and corporations are not persons, and reinstate the Tillman Act of 1907 that makes it a federal felony for corporations to put money into federal elections, and go back to all the various state laws that and federal laws,
but
they're regulated big money.
That's a constitutional amendment issue.
No, it's
isn't
not.
It?
That does not require a constitutional amendment, Mike. It can be done by a simple majority in the House and Senate. I got to run, Mike. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. But yes, you can overturn Supreme Court decisions. You know, I get that they use the Constitution in those decisions. It's a phony baloney argument, though. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Just to clarify, I mean, the optimal way to do this, as MoveToAmend.org has been pointing out for years, is to amend the Constitution. That's not going to happen in the near future, but getting these laws back to the challenges can be done by Congress.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The most recent milk production report has only showed a slight increase of milk production in the U.S., but we are expecting a larger increase soon. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Katie Burgess, the Dairy Market Advising Director with EverAg, is here to explain that with this expected increase in milk production, why we need to be watching the international demand to find places for our dairy.
Watching that international demand, that at least for now, from a cheese perspective, we don't have any tariffs on big cheese buyers, or big cheese buyers haven't tariffed U.S. cheese. And so the cheese market feels okay. We are watching what's happening, you know, with the ongoing trade war with China. China buys a lot away from the U.S. And so keeping a close eye on that market as well. But yes, lots of different pieces and kind of watching what demand looks like, because I think as we make our way into spring here, we're going to continue to see a little bit more milk. So we need to find people to continue to eat our delicious dairy products.
Burgess also says that the upcoming ice cream and grilling season should provide some good support for the dairy industry. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Friday. A slight mix today as cash corn is up 2 3/4 at 480, with new crop corn down 3/4 at 455 3/4. Cash soybeans are down 4 1/4 at 1048 3/4, with new crop soybeans down 0.5 cents at 1035. May wheat contracts are up 1 3/4 at 531, with July wheat up 2 1/4 at 546 3/4. Class 3 milk is seeing losses as May contracts are down 7 cents at 1825 a hundredweight, and June contracts are down 10 cents at 1707 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Clouds are clearing, but with breezy winds out of the north, it keeps our high temperatures stuck to the mid-50s. But you can't stop the sunshine tomorrow. It'll be bright with high temperatures warmer, making it to the mid-60s. Then we've got showers and thunderstorms Sunday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
For all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Once we stood with Skywalker, rebels in the fight, champions of freedom in the beacon's light. But the masks have fallen, and the truth is clear. We've let the darkness whisper in our ear. From the Senate halls to the city streets, the Empire rises while democracy sleeps. He trades our flag for a tyrant's throne. Now the free world stands alone. This is America's Darth Vader moment. Falling to the dark side, can we atone it? Bowing to strong men, selling our soul. Turning from heroes to villains untold.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Just a couple quick stories today. I had a caller from Portugal a little earlier, and neither of us are called at the moment, although Nate, our video director, is he knows this stuff. Today is Freedom Day in Portugal. The 25th of April is the celebration. After 40 years of fascism, on April 25th, 1974, there was a peaceful military coup led by leftist military officers known as the Carnation Revolution, and Estuardo Novo was installed in 1933. He was a right winger. It's a whole long story, but anyhow, it was the day of the revolution. Also, George Santos has been hit with a major prison term. Looks like he's getting, as I recall, it was 37 months. Say that again? 87 months? Sean thinks it's 87 months. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of time. But, you know, this guy committed a lot of crimes. And finally, just, you know, the rationale that Donald Trump is using to deport Venezuelan immigrants to El Salvador under the Alien and Enemies Act of 1798 is that the United States has been invaded by these Venezuelans. The Alien Enemies Act requires an invasion, that we're being invaded by these aliens, and that they are being, and that the aliens are representing a foreign power, which is the government, the Maduro government of Venezuela. Now, we have 18 intelligence agencies that Tulsi Gabbard oversees. All but one of them, 17 out of the 18, have said that there is no invasion of the United States, at least not by Venezuela, and that the Maduro government has nothing to do with Tren de Agua, the gang that is supposedly orchestrating this, and Tren de Agua is not a political thing. It's a criminal gang. In other words, the entire rationalization to use the Alien Enemies Act is BS. One of the intelligence agencies has said, yeah, that's a possibility. So now Tulsi Gabbard is saying that this is the deep state, and she's going to go after the people in the intelligence agencies, you know, without mercy. She's going to go after the people in the intelligence agencies who are lying about this not being Tren de Agua, not being an invasion of the United States on behalf of President Maduro. Wow. So what's on your mind today? Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Congratulations on Civic Media.
Thank you.
All over Wisconsin now. This is great.
Yeah, I agree.
A couple of other things. Today is also ANZAC Day in Australia and New Zealand.
What
it's
day?
ANZAC.
Which means?
Australia and New Zealand. It's a day of the hellishness, I guess, at Gallipoli in World War I.
Oh, okay.
Huh, yeah, I have a friend in Australia, that's why I know that. I think you're a little confused about what affirmative action is. Look it up. It is, and has always been, hire the best person. Those aren't the reasons I called.
Well, affirmative action in college, it was struck down by the Supreme Court in college admissions because people who were not as qualified, the guy who sued the University of Michigan because he wanted to get into their medical school, the black guy who he alleged in that lawsuit got his seat in the medical school did not have the grades that the white guy did. And that was the basis of the lawsuit, and that was the basis on which the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions. So I don't think I'm confused.
Well, I worked in that area, so I think, anyway.
Nowadays,
I don't want to
nowadays it would not be that way. Nowadays, it would be more like DEI. It would be more like, you know, hey, let's bring everybody in possible. I mean, this was 20 years
ago. That's how it started out, but it didn't start out on college campuses. It started out in more in the retail area, specifically with Sears.
Interesting.
But that's not what I wanted to call you about.
Sure.
Yesterday, I got a voicemail message from the UPS store. I work for an organization, and we have a UPS box so that my personal data isn't all over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had it. I looked it up. It's been 13 years now, or almost. Yesterday, I got this call saying that I had to provide two forms of identification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I provided identification when I got the mailbox, but now they have to have two forms, and blah, blah, blah. I called them up, and I said, what's going on? And they said, the U.S. Post Office is requiring us to gather this information for everybody who has a box here.
It's true. It's nationwide. It happened to us, too. We have a post office box here in Portland for correspondence from people who subscribe to our newsletter at HartmanReport.com. You know, you've got to have an address on there.
Right.
And I didn't want to put my home address on, so Louise got a post office box downtown. It's not a post office. It's a private company. But we had to last year, and I think it was the first time was last year, had to fill out a form, and I had to submit two kinds of ID, and I had to have it notarized.
Well, I don't have to have it notarized, but why does the post office need, and what they said to me was, if we don't gather this information from our customers, they won't send mail to us.
That's correct. That's correct.
Why does the post office need to have that information?
My understanding is that it's in response to a law that was passed by Congress rather than just a post office policy, although fact check this because I haven't found this on a news site. I mean, this is just from my correspondence with the private post office, you know, the private mailbox people here. That Congress passed this law in order to stop basically criminal activity, that people were getting post office boxes and, you know, and then using those post office boxes for things like Social Security fraud, or drug dealing, or, child pornography, stuff like that, things that are just blatantly illegal. And that they were using phony IDs or phony names, rather, to get those post office boxes so that they would be untraceable. And then the only way to catch them was to, you know, stand outside the post office box for, you know, months until they showed up. And now they're just requiring everybody to have ID.
Well,
I'm not happy about it, but I understand.
When I got the post office, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm paranoid. Trump is president.
I get it. I totally get it.
And this is the first year that I had to do that.
Yeah.
So you can understand why I might be concerned. Well, I did call Tammy Baldwin's office and ask them to check into it.
Yeah. No, it's a real thing, and I know it did not start with Trump. This I believe started under the Biden administration because we had that post office box for 4 or 5 years. I've been doing Hartman Report. And it was only last year that I had to go find a notary and get all this whole song and dance done. So I think that this is just good old-fashioned.
Do you remember when last year it was?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. It was before the election.
I'm asking because our box renews on May something.
Yeah.
So if it was after that, we would not have been and it would have
it entirely
up this year.
Yeah, it could have been last spring. I frankly I don't call Kathy. I'm sorry.
But, all right,
but don't freak out. You know,
paranoid,
I
shall wait.
Yeah,
for
you can register your concerns and your objections, but don't freak out about it. Kathy, thanks for the call. I got to move along here. Thank you, John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, great to talk to you, Tom.
Thank you.
I'd like to make two quick comments. First is there's a really good weapon that the media and the press and the opposition party should start using. And that weapon is humor. And I don't mean that as, like, I'm not talking about Saturday Night Live skits or TikTok videos. I mean using the press, using real humor in real time when communicating with the White House and the craziness of Trump. For example, okay, when the Pete Hegseth scandal first came out, and Carolyn Leavitt held her daily press conference and reporters brought that up, she stood there in front of the press with that straight, dour face and started talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. I kid you not.
Yeah, I know. With her brand new Michael Jackson nose.
Right. Pretty face, but that straight face. And the press at that point, they should have roared with laughter. Imagine that.
Yep.
To me, humor can be, you can tell.
But they're all afraid of suffering the fate of the Associated Press. This is how dictators work. This is how Putin did it. This is how Maduro did it. This is how Orban did it. This is how it always happens. You don't say, okay, I'm passing a law that all the media has to jump when I say, or say how high when I say jump. Instead, they go after just small groups of people, trans people or whatever, immigrants. And individuals. They just arrested this judge in Minnesota or Wisconsin. I think it's in Minnesota. They've got Mr. Garcia and 250 other people down in the prison in El Salvador. They start small, and this is what they did with the Associated Press. The Associated Press publishes a style guide, and the style guide, has how you use language when you do news stories and things. It's for the Associated Press, but a lot of people use it. It's kind of a battle between the Chicago manual style and the AP style guide. And they specified that body of water south of the United States is called the Gulf of Mexico, and they have not turned it into the Gulf of America. And for that reason, Donald Trump kicked them out of the White House. And all the other people in the White House are looking at that going, I don't want that to happen to me. And that's the tragedy.
Well, right.
And this is how it starts.
And that, right. It's that fear. And Tom, can I just make my second quick point? Because that segues into it. When you watch that televised press conference, it was a couple of weeks ago when they had the cabinet and they went around the table. We all saw it. We all saw how they all had to one-up themselves on praise and adulation and the dear leader and all that,
right,
which is crazy.
It was like out of North Korea.
And I thought it was funny. Yeah, the funny thing is Marco Rubio, I don't know if you saw, he was like the last one, and he probably said thank you more than anybody, which yep. is just hysterical.
Again, he's pathetic.
Hysterical. It's humor. But my point is, what that reminds me of is, if you remember the Politburos from communist Russia and communist China under Mao and Stalin, they had, the Politburo was similar to like our cabinet. But it was a scary place. I mean, mm-hmm. The loyalty that you had to have, saved your life. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Stalin
killed people if he thought they were working against him. I mean, he tolerated none of it. It reminds me of Hogan's Heroes, frankly. Sergeant Schultz.
Right. But my point is though, we're just afraid of losing their job, not getting killed, and yeah. they're so cowardly, just for their job.
I know. It's not
a bad sacrifice for democracy.
It is not a profiling courage. It is absolutely not a profiling courage. And I'm with you, John. They should be laughing at her. John, thank you so much for the call. 47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls here in just a minute. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. President Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin with his likeness on January 17th, just before Inauguration Day. April 21st, with its value plummeting, the company offered top buyers of the coin a dinner with Trump and a personal tour of the White House. That likely violates the Emoluments Clause. The website for the meme coin loudly promotes a dinner with Trump at his Washington Golf Club for the top 220 owners of the coin, and for the top 25 owners, an exclusive reception and special VIP tour. But as of April 24th, any reference to touring the White House was scrubbed from the site. With the value having fallen from $74 to a low of $7.66 on April 17th, the price jumped after the announcement to $14.54 on April 23rd. But it's not the price of the coin that should worry Americans, but that corporations, special interests, or foreign governments could exploit the offer as an opportunity to channel money to the notoriously transactional Trump in exchange for access and favors. Jordan Leibowitz of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told Mother Jones magazine, "This is about as unethical as you can get, essentially selling off access to the president," unquote. We have a pre-scrubbing graphic and more on the Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Hey, it's me.
So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have?
You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend at the pizza.
If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, night creams, eye creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, they'll give you a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, and I can get you up to 37% off and free shipping. Louise loves this stuff. It really works, and it works quickly. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom for up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Back 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. Very quickly, before I get to the point of this call, and I will try to hurry, as always. You know, I want as much as anybody that Kilmer Abrego Garcia is returned from El Salvador. Mm. But what I want to start hearing is more about the other 200-plus people who are there as well.
I agree.
They've all got to be returned.
Yep.
And the news is failing badly. It's, you know, it's giving all of the attention to the...
I think it was CBS who did the study or the survey. The New York Times daily podcast yesterday talked about this.
Yeah.
And what they found was that out of the 256, I believe it is, people, that some 30 of them, 35 or 37 of them, had some sort of criminal record. And the vast majority of those, like over 25 of them, were traffic tickets.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, what do you?
I'll end up in a prison any minute now.
That's correct.
Actually, I've paid my tickets. What I wanted to call about was China. You opened the program and you mentioned China. I did business. You might remember that my main career was doing business in China for 22 years, and I went twice a year, a month each time. So that was a lot of months over the space of 22 years, 44 visits to China, maybe even a little more.
Wow.
And I learned a lot about the Chinese during those years and came to respect them enormously.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from being an incredibly ancient culture, they're also incredibly courteous people. They're tremendously honest. I mean, honest as the day is long. If you make a business agreement to spend $9,011 with them, you better not try to pay them $9,010.
Yeah.
You know, they expect absolute adherence to agreements. And one thing they do not tolerate anywhere in their culture, their society, or in politics is disrespect.
Yeah.
And Trump is disrespecting them. He is going to drive us into a serious trade war with China.
He already has.
But I think we're barely in the infant stage.
Oh, I agree. And I think they're going to eat our lunch. They're going to bring this country to its knees if Trump doesn't back down.
Yeah.
And if he does back down, he's going to pay a horrible political price.
Throughout history, the Chinese have shown they are willing to make their own people suffer
over
small periods of time if they think in the long run it will benefit the overall society, culture, economy.
Yep.
They'll do it again. They will starve the United States. They'll lay siege to us, essentially.
Yep.
They will empty the shelves in Walmart.
Yep. Yep.
And it won't bother them.
No, they have this expression in their culture of it's called eat bitterness. And, you know, it's the equivalent of, you know, short-term pain for long-term gain.
Absolutely.
But it is a cliche in their
society.
You know,
these morons that are, you know, running our country now have absolutely zero idea. I suspect, you know, a tiny handful that might have been to China once on a tour.
I think they
know nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't think Bessent, Rubio, Trump, I don't think, you know, J.D. Vance for sure, I don't think any of them have any idea what they have taken on by challenging President Xi this way. Nicholas, thanks for the call. Always great to hear from you. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of Anything Goes Weekend on the other side of the break here at the top of the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended...
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A judge and former judge arrested by immigration police. ABC's Brian Clark.
FBI Director Kash Patel says that Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from a man they sought to arrest last week in her courthouse.
Dugan faces federal charges. The case involves an undocumented immigrant. In New Mexico, a former Doña County magistrate, Joel Cano, resigned from his position in March. He and his wife were arrested, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on his property. For fraud and identity theft, former Congressman George Santos is sentenced by a federal judge in New York to 87 months in prison. Santos cried, says he regrets it. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, says the latest survey from the University of Michigan. The Vatican says 250,000 mourners have paid their respects to Pope Francis over 3 days. This is ABC News.
This is your